Say hello now to Hal Gill, presented by Duncan, Predators analyst on both Valley Sports on TV and right here on the Predators Radio Network. Skillsy, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing great. Just getting ready for the storm tonight. Hopefully the Preds have a storm of their own.
Yeah, they need that. Yeah, I see what you did there. That's very well done. Look forward to that and much more with you and Lindsay on TV tonight. But this is what Max would dub the Battle of Alberta as one of your former teams comes into town against your other former team?
It's one of them. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 9 years in Boston. So, yeah, if there's ever one, that would be it.
Is this the kind of game that when you've had a couple of, you know, bad results the last two games, now you're going against one of the best teams in the league once again, is this the kind of game, though, you would want if you're a player, knowing that you're going to get tested right from the jump?
Yes, absolutely. After losing twice, you know, you go on a road trip, and they're not used to losing. They haven't been recently. So I think this game – it gets your attention. There's some elite players like Pastrnak and Marchand, McAvoy, great goaltending, a good solid team up and down. So I think this is a test that it gets your attention, but also you can get back to proving yourself. And as a player and as a team, you want to prove yourself. So this is a good one to do it.
Hal, I always love asking this question every time that you're on. All right, they play the Bruins tonight. Bruins, 101 points, on the top teams in NHL. What do you need from the Preds in the first 5-7 minutes of the game tonight? What would you like to see from the Preds?
Yeah, I think the biggest key I've noticed with the Preds and when they were winning, it was quick closeouts in the D zone and then a fast transition game. And if they weren't getting chances, at least they were getting that forecheck going where they're able to establish the relentlessness that they've shown that they can bring. And so I think it starts with the D zone and getting stops quick. But I think that forecheck and that push through the neutral zone sets up their game. And I think they give teams a ton of problems when they do that well. So I'm looking for a first 5 minutes where they get that fourth line, I'm guessing, starts and they go out and get the crowd into it, get the forecheck going, get some stops in the D zone, and then kind of steamroll off of that the way they have in the past.
Would you like to see this Preds team pissed off tonight after the last two outings?
Absolutely. And pissed off like that, I think, there's different kinds of pissed off, right? You get upset, you're mad, and you go out and try to run someone. I don't think that's their game. I don't think that's their DNA. They want to play a physical game, but it's with the pursuit of the puck. And I think when they talk about, I guess it started with Bruno right when he got here. He said, hey, if we have the puck, we want to keep the puck. We want to play a possession game. But if we don't, we're not defending. We're getting the puck back. And I think that's what gives teams the trouble is when they just keep hounding pucks. And that's the pissed off. Like, that's my puck. I need it back. And we're going to go on the offense again.
We're talking to Hal Gill, presented by Duncan. It's interesting, too, Hal. Boston's a team that, they, as Max put it, they have 15 of the loser points with the overtime losses that they have. They're a team that they're going to fight you not only for 60, but they'll push for the extra time as well. How important, though, is it for the Predators to not let that happen and to get a win in regulation?
Yeah, you know what I call that is Patrice Bergeron really set the tone and the culture in Boston. And I played with him when he was just a rookie and he developed to this great player. He's out this year, but there's still that culture around that they don't quit. They don't stop. And so the Bruins, they'll fight to get points. They'll fight in tooth and nail. I think now you look at a leader like Marchand that's going to compete and he's going to battle right to the end. Everyone else is taking that bit of their culture and put it forward. And so I think they're not afraid to be in tight games. And so they got a lot of loser points, if you want to call them, but those are points nonetheless. And I think any point you get is a big one.
Another guy you played with when he was a rookie in Montreal was PK Subban. He's going to be back in the building tonight. I know everybody's looking forward to that. In fact, I'm told he's going to join the midday show at noon today. So PK coming back to town should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, always. I mean, the guy's a character. You love him, I hate him. And I've done both at the same time as he was a rookie coming in the league and learning how to behave. He does things different. And so, I think he's a lot of fun to be around. I'm excited to have him. We're going to have him on the desk in the first intermission. And so, it's always fun when PK's around. And everything he's doing now is just all about his personality and his character coming out. And so it's great for hockey to have him around and still doing stuff with the media. But it's going to be fun for us to have him back.
Hal, what was your most memorable moment as a member of the Boston Bruins? Individually, what was your most memorable moment?
Well, I don't forget, I grew up in Boston. And that's where I got my dunks. And when I get, when I go to the rink, my first season, I'm going with Ray Bourque. Ray Bourque was a guy I grew up as. He was my idol, and he was my first D partner. Talk about memories. I had a ton of memories, but it all started with just being a hometown boy playing for my home team. And, through nine seasons, we had some good years, President's Trophies, and it was a lot of fun. But I think as far as memories go is, I had a couple one-timer goals that were fed by my childhood idol, you can't live up to something better than that. That was as good as it got.
Oh, I bet it is. Having your idol do that for you, amazing. Talking to Hal Gill this morning as the Preds take on the Boston Bruins tonight. We talked about them being pissed off when you see the first 10 minutes. Now we're going to turn to goaltending, Hal, and it's got to be pretty spot on tonight, does it? Because this is a good Bruins team they're taking on.
Yeah, well, you have two goalies that I think came off of the lackluster performances, right? So, whoever they go with tonight, I expect they'll be dialed in. The big thing, and what I always admired about Pekka Rinne never had two games off. He would be dialed in the next day, and he'd focus on practice. And I think Juice got that same mentality where it's like, hey, you can have one little slip up, but that's it. You can't go into a slump, and certainly not right now. So I have full confidence. I think the players, more importantly, have full confidence in both of their goalies. And I think assuming Juice goes tonight, I think he's going to be dialed in and ready to go, especially against, like you said, a good team in the Bruins.
He is Hal Gill. He'll be on the desk tonight with Lindsay and also joined by PK Subban. Looking forward to that. Skillsy, thanks as always. We'll see you tonight.
Sounds good, boys. Enjoy it.